Oh, hello on this Monday morning. How was your weekend, Roo?
Oh, I had a good quiet weekend, Ditch. I was in the garden a lot, getting out, trying to pull out weeds after the rain and the sun.
Right. Yeah, well, I spent the weekend licking my wounds.
I thought Friday I did not night. Even ring you. I thought several times about texting you. Nothing negative. I was, but I thought, nah, I'm just going to let him go.
Took all the knives out of the kitchen.
Let him console.
Had to, oh, gee. Anyway.
What I was thinking about, I must admit, was... Mm. How did Kate go at the footy? Because I thought after the, we got a picture sent of you halfway through the game. You probably don't even know about it. It was funny. You had a glass of red wine in your hand and you looked like you wanted to rip someone's head off. It was about half time. And I was wondering what you were going to do with the red, either skull it or throw it on someone.
No, at half time, I was happy.
Yeah, I know. Well, you're in the game. You're in the game.
Yeah.
But after the game, how did Kate know when to sort of be quiet?
Yeah.
She did?
Yeah.
After she was told, something might have happened, surely.
Can I just quickly run you through the pre-game? Because Kate hasn't been to the footy all year, so she's jumped on it pre-game.
Bandwagon,
And Kate, like she does, I've told you this before, she'll do this with the news every night because she just wants to be involved and ask questions. And she won't say a word the whole night. And then as soon as sport comes on, who's that they're talking about? What number does he wear? And all these questions. And I go, Kate, for God's sake, I'm trying to listen. Mm-hmm. You know? So we get to the game and she said, now, you're not just going to ignore me all night, are you? I said, no, I'm not. I said, but Kate, understand, this is the prelim final. I'll be watching the game intently. She goes, oh, okay. She said, but we're allowed to talk a little bit, aren't we? I said, well, yeah, but... So you know, now, Roo, can I just tell you, this is how the conversation went and she'll vouch for this. Well, I'm sitting there and she goes... How big's this oval? I said, what? She goes, is this bigger than Norwood Oval? I went, yeah. Anyway, and she goes, well, how much bigger? I said, I don't know. She said, well, do you think it's 20% bigger? I said, I don't know. She said, I went to Norwood Oval a lot as a kid and I'd catch the bus and go and watch it. I said, yeah, that's good, babe. Terrific.
Back to the footy.
What's the biggest oval in that? I'll go and Elizabeth. It went on and on. Kate, are you fair dinkum? So in the end, she sort of got the message, and she was just trying to make conversation.
Oh, hopefully she looked after you on biggest, Saturday morning.
What is the biggest oval in Adelaide? I go, my God. Anyway.
Triple M. Bruin Ditts. Top three things you need to know.
RM Williams has been bought, and this is a good story.
A great story, and I'm starting to really like Twiggy Forrest. I mean, you'd be able to be well-liked if you're a multi-billionaire, because you could do a few people a few favours.
And what you do with it, isn't it?
That's what I like about him. He steps up to the plate at the right time. He did it with bushfires.
Yep.
And he's doing it with a great South Australian brand. I only read a little bit this morning about RM Williams. I didn't realise he was from Jamestown, RM Williams.
Yep.
And this is good. He'll grow it. He'll do it in the right fashion. He'll make it more Australian than ever before, if that's possible.
Yep.
And he'll get back to the grassroots and he'll probably tell the story and make it hopefully better than it's ever been.
Yeah, let's hope so. But yeah, good story for South, well, good result for South Australia and many Australians as well.
Yep.
So good iconic brand. What's happening with Rego stickers, Roy?
Well, Rego stickers were a thing of the past, or are a thing of the past at the moment. We all, majority of us, or all of us really, grew up with Rego stickers on our car window, and every now and then you'd have a bow peep and go, oh, yeah, I've got another month, or, oh, yeah, I've got another 6 months to go before I have to re-register my car. Well, they did away with that and did it online and tried to get technology to do something better and smarter and more efficient. And it did, but the problem was people weren't getting their renewals or whatever the process was breaking down.
Yep.
And as a result, they've had a massive, massive upswing in fines, massive upswing in people driving unregistered cars.
Yep.
And I said to you the story before, I've been done unregistered. You have to
twice.
What?
Twice. And honestly, totally innocent, although not in the end totally innocent because they say it's your responsibility, but shifted house. And then didn't think that, you know, obviously you change the address on your electricity, your gas and everything else, you know, so the bills arrive and Rego was getting sent to the old address.
Yep.
I'm driving around unregistered, unbeknownst to me, and you cop a heavy fine.
Yep, and or lose your license. So they're going to talk about going back to getting the old stickers on the car window, which I think actually makes sense, even though it sounds like we're going backwards.
Hmm.
That could happen. Melbourne restrictions were meant to be eased a little bit more yesterday. I don't think Victorians are overly impressed with the results of the decisions by Dan Andrews. They can go from 5Ks outside the house to 20Ks. They're allowed to exercise for more than 2 hours. Not that anyone really needs to do that. Outdoor gatherings can go from 5 to 10 people. You're allowed to have visitors to your house, but you're only allowed to have them from the same family. So, and it's only up to 5, so it's not a huge amount of difference. Dining, restaurants and cafes can seat outside, but when we had that here, we knew it was quite restrictive. Not many places have got it, and it's not viable. You can go to the hairdressers, you can go to a car wash, you can play tennis, and you can play golf, but still a hell of a lot of things not happening in Victoria, but hopefully that'll get sort of reviewed over the next week or
maybe
two.
Maybe it's heading in the right direction.
Oh, it's definitely heading in the right direction.
All right, our daily Donald Trump update. What's the latest, Roo?
Well, he's under pressure. They're saying he's not going to win the next seat in office for the next 4 years, but the Trump supporters still think he will, and Donald is doing his best to persuade people into voting for him.
Somebody said to me the other day, you're the most famous person in the world by far. I said, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. They said, yes, you are. I said, no. They said, who's more famous? I said, Jesus Christ.
But he wants a second opinion on that as well.
He does, yeah, he does. But anyway, he is huge. We were sitting watching a bit of TV yesterday afternoon, and Sportsbet have got an ad on TV, a caricature of him. And the second it come on, Rocco goes, there's Trump. And he's only 6. Like, it wasn't Donald Trump. It was just a version of him. Can't and the him. Kids, yeah. All the kids know who he is. He is second to Jesus Christ. He's huge, old Trumpy.
Nah, amazing.
It's Helen.
G'day, this is John Carter.
Hello, Robert.
On Triple M's Ruined Dits for Breakfast.
Not really enough from argument, boys.
It's time for Monday Talkback.
There is so much to talk about on this Monday morning.
Yes, who is our first caller? Hello, good morning.
Did you play that song for me, Christopher?
Which song was that?
That last one you played.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
Look. Oh, I love it, Winter. I love it the way you say that.
He played I'm Too Sexy as well just before that, Helen.
I know. That's his favourite song. Christopher.
Yes?
You shouldn't be at work.
Why?
You've had an operation.
Yeah, I know. I did. But it was about a week ago now. That was last Tuesday, so I'm okay.
My new rooms in Hindley Street have nearly finished after refurbishment, and I'm happy to open up to test today for some rehabilitation.
Oh, okay, beautiful. All right.
Or some relaxation.
Yeah, right.
If you want to pop by just for that knee, you look after yourself, Christopher.
Thank you, Helen. All right, thanks, Helen.
She's always caring for you.
very, very much.
Good to have
someone
looking out for you.
All right.
Let's see who our next caller is. Hello, good morning.
Okay, boss, here you go.
Hey, Mazza!
I'm normally first. I've never had her go first.
You must have been a bit slow ringing through today.
Yeah, well, you know, it's been a big week, even with the finals and stuff. Yeah. I was talking to Breadcrumbs.
Right. Now, who's Breadcrumbs? Why do you call him Breadcrumbs?
Oh, the birds are attracted to him.
Right. Okay. He's good with the women.
Hey,
right.
Muzz, did you know Alice was up your way on the weekend?
Oh, is that producer bird you got
there? Yeah, did you see that blondie getting around up there?
I saw her in a couple of times. Yeah, she got long blonde hair.
Yeah.
Does she drive a little white car?
Yeah, she does.
I think I did see her up there. Yeah, she's not a bad sort.
She's a good sort.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, anyway, I'm not ringing up for an argument, but you know that lawn, Breadcrumbs rings, you know that lawn they're transferring from the MCG?
Oh, yeah, that 3 metre by 1 metre bit out of the MCG, yeah.
You reckon that should have gone up weeks ago?
Why?
You reckon it should have gone into quarantine? It could have the COVID.
Yeah, well, it might have.
But, you know, it stays on surface for a long time. What if someone
give it a spray?
On it, you know?
Just give it a spray.
Imagine both grand final sides, everyone getting COVID and from a bit of grass in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I'm not ringing up for an hour.
I think if you spray some, you know, not even
Roundup.
Roundup on it. Yeah.
Or some Glen. Or some Glen 20 or something.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway. Right. I love listening to you, boys.
Good on you, mate.
Good on you, Muzz.
See you, boys.
All right. Thanks for that.
Who's our next caller? Hello, good morning.
There you go.
Who's that?
John Williamson.
John. Hey, Johnny.
How are you?
I'm pretty happy today.
Why is that?
R.M. Williams.
Yeah. Oh, you'd be wrapped, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, look, a great day for Australia.
Yes, it is a good day for, and South Australia.
Yeah. You know that the Louis Vuitton was the ones that bought it originally, and that's un-Australian, if you ask me.
That's un-Australian.
That's the opposite of Australian, isn't it,
but
Louis?
When you hear top people talking about their R.M. Williams, you know they're real Australian, because you know how we shorten everything here, go to the servo. Listen to Tranny, you know, you're short and everything.
Yeah, you wear your boardies.
You're only a real Australian if you say you like my RMs.
Yes, that's right.
Well, yeah. I'll tell you how Australian I am. Yeah. You know what I say?
What?
You like my R's?
Oh, right. You're even shorter further. R's. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Yeah.
Anyway, boys, it's a great day for Australia.
It is.
Once saw an echidna, a bit of sprig of wattle fell on it. Little wedge between its spikes up on the Unidata track.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
It was the most Australian thing I've ever seen.
Right.
And is that the story?
That's all I got for you, boys.
Thanks, right, John. Yeah. Ring through any time. Bit of Australiana there, Ruben, John.
I love
John. Time for one more call. Hello, good morning.
G'day, boys. How are you going?
Who's that?
It's Tex.
Oh, Tex.
Tex, how are you?
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, look, I'm a bit mediated out, actually, filling in for you the other
last week. You did a good job, too.
Yeah, and you did the SNFL granny yesterday, and you did Dead Set Legends last weekend.
The more I'm doing, the more I'm enjoying it, actually.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. We don't get too used to it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wouldn't mind going on that SAS, though. Would you be watching that?
Yeah, that's on tonight.
I don't know if you'd survive on there, Tex, to be honest.
Anyway, hey, would you blokes go on it?
No, a bit ridiculous, I reckon.
Yeah. I reckon you go all right, Roo.
Former life.
I'm going for the honey badger anyway.
You reckon?
Anyway, boys, I'll talk to you later, won't I, in the week?
Yeah,
Want me or not? Yeah. You know, I'm doing a fair bit of media.
Talk about
Tex, how do you reckon Ditz would go responding to the SAS blokes yelling at him? How would Ditz handle that?
he'd just look at him and go, "You're kidding, aren't you?" That's what he'd say.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've got a joke for you.
Right,
what's red in colour and bad for your teeth?
Say that again.
What's red in colour and bad for your teeth?
No, what is it?
A brick.
That's fucking whippy.
Yeah, they're not good bricks.
All right. Thanks, Tex. That's all we got time for, thank God, on our Monday talkback.
I love Monday talkback.
Ruined. It's on Triple M. Roo. What happened on Friday night?
Well, what happened was Port gave it their best. I think, you haven't lost any admirers out of the loss.
No.
We always said, do you want to meet Richmond in the granny or do you want to meet them in the prelim? They're hard to win prelim finals. They're quite often harder than the grand final to actually win. But Port had a genuine crack. I thought they did most things right. You could argue a few things. Did they get it wrong at selection? I've been banging on about playing West off in front of Marshall. You know, in hindsight, I think they probably shouldn't have played Todd Marshall, but it's easy to say now that it's done. Ken Hinckley must have seen something in him that he preferred over West off, but Marshall didn't get the job done on the weekend. You could argue whether they shouldn't have even played him as a tall and played another small with the conditions because it was wet, but they went down that option, so you could query that. Young Ryan Burton is a bit of a worry. That's a couple of times now he's done his a soft tissue injury and it affected Port's rotations again. But once again, you couldn't blame him for picking Ryan Burton. You had to, he's a very good player when he's fit, but that hurt them. The one thing that I disagree with and does my head in, because I know how much I hated it when I was a player and I know every midfielder is the same. Dusty Martin not getting tagged is just like letting a dog off the chain that's been tied up for a week.
Mm-hmm.
They love it when you haven't got a tagger. Now, he not only did they not tag him, and he got the goal off when McKenzie was on him up forward, which is the wrong matchup, but then Darcy Byrne-Jones being on him was the wrong matchup as well. He's not strong enough.
Yeah,
Darcy Byrne-Jones is not big enough to go with Dusty Martin. Tom Jonas had to be with him. He kicked two goals. He was best on ground, and that's the difference in a tight game like that. I'm not sure they got that right. Apart from that, the last quarter, their midfield got smashed. I think it was 12 clearances to none.
Yep.
So the rucks should have been on top. Port had two genuine rucks compared to Nan Curvis, who, you know, arguably best on ground. So the ruckman would be disappointed with their effort.
Nan Curvis as well, when it mattered, took those marks in defence, didn't he?
That's right. So you got to bring them to ground.
Yeah.
So it was a gallant effort. It was a missed opportunity. There's no doubt about it. In the 150th year, they don't lose any admirers. What do they have to do to get better? What's going to happen next year? Is Voss going to go to North Melbourne? Is Bassett going to go to North Melbourne to coach there? Wouldn't be surprised if, you know, they were highly sought after. Hoff retires, Ebo retires, Watts retires. So they lose Ebo out of their best side from the weekend. What do they need? They don't need a lot. They've got a great squad. Do they need a big, tall defender? They probably do, but they're not going to get one in the short term. They might have to draft for that. I think they probably need Laddams or Marshall to improve to go to the next level.
I mean,
Brisbane are going to get Danaher.
They're relatively young in AFL career-wise.
Yes,
they're
absolutely, though. Oh, they will.
Laddams has come from nowhere.
Yep, so they will improve. Next year, Dixon, Gray, Boak, a year older. Look, they're going to be right amongst it again next year if they can get the whole thing right. Getting to a prelim doesn't guarantee you're going to get there again next year, as plenty of sides find out. But they're well positioned with their list, with their coaches box, with the way the club is, the position of the club in general now, to do it again next year. They just got to actually do it.
All right, my quick take on it, Roo, as a supporter, a lunatic supporter, because I was yelling and screaming, don't worry, as people sitting around me knew. But, Roo, I'm not disagreeing with some things you said, but what I will say is when the final siren went, you sit there and you reflect, and I thought, well, my team, walking off the ground, have given absolutely everything they could.
They sure did.
Now, did they make some mistakes? Maybe they did, but you lose by one kick. You lose by a goal. They weren't disgraced, and I don't like losing. I didn't want to lose. I'm not saying I'm happy with a loss. What I'm happy with is how they went about it. They absolutely had a crack.
Yep.
And when Port supporter listening this morning, I reckon we're here to stay. I seriously think this is a great young squad, and I think we're here for a few years. As for Voss and Bassett, the only thing I'd say, hopefully if they're listening this morning, is I think they listen to Triple M Roo. Why would you go to North Melbourne? Seriously. I know everyone wants to be a senior coach. Everyone wants to be a senior coach. Other jobs will come along. I wouldn't go there if you paid $4 million a year. What a basket case that joint is when you can be at Port Adelaide.
Yeah, well, I guess the difference between getting paid $150,000 and $600,000.
Yeah, but a job will come along. You don't have to go there.
Yep. Well, that's up to them to decide what they want to do. Voss has been waiting. Yeah, absolutely. I can see why you'd want to stay, and I can see why you'd want to go. So, but just a tough game of footy, that one. You got beaten by the best side of the last 4 years.
Yep. No, I agree with that.
And the best on ground was maybe the greatest finals player ever.
Our next guest is a comedian originally from the Riverland who is taking over the world. Please welcome to Triple M's Ruined Dits for Breakfast, Amos Gill.
Oh, come on, Gilly. Just go easy. Go lightly this morning, please. Come on.
How are you, Dits? You all right?
No, I'm not.
He's fragile. Well,
oh, come on, mate. Look, you finished top, but we all knew it was happening.
Like, what do you mean?
Well, the tickies were always going to destroy you. But you know what? Good on the Port boys. I was going to rag on them, but Brad Ebert's one of my favourite players ever. So I want to start by saying an absolute congratulations to that warrior.
Yeah,
so,
good on you, Gilly.
Hold on.
He's a champion. The Crows fans, I think, are worse than the Port fans. Because on Brighton on Saturday, I saw about 30 Crows jumpers walking around. What? Just dudes wandering around in their Crows tops. Like, we finished bottom. Have some humility.
Exactly.
But let's talk about the Port fans, because they're worse. What about the Port guy who's throwing the bourbon and coke on Tom Lynch?
What a waste.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
When I saw that, I reckon it just showed me that the job seeker payments are spot on.
If he's wasting drinks like that.
I've never seen a Power fan waste a bourbon. So let's lower the job seeker. Bring it back down. What about the MCG turf? I don't know if you guys have been talking about this this week.
No, a little bit. Yeah, we have. We definitely have, Gilly.
Well, very divisive, the fact that they're moving a $100,000 piece of turf up there to the Gabba.
Yep.
The last time an Australian moved that much grass, Chappelle Corby went to an Indonesian prison. So.
And it does go from Adelaide to Queensland as well. Exactly the same route.
More sport. Oscar Pistorius.
Yes.
Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
He's currently pleading to apologise face to face with the family of his dead wife. Yeah. They want no bar of him. Apparently, they're furious because he's never set both of his feet in prison.
Oh no! Gilly didn't have a leg to stand on.
We're wondering if he gets released, how he's going to wear that ankle bracelet. That's what we're
It just slides right off this. What else have we got? Oh, Big Brother house. Did you hear about that?
What's happened with Big Brother?
It caught on fire.
Did it?
The whole house did, yeah. And they had to evacuate all the contestants, which I was disappointed with. I was hoping they'd all perish.
Yeah. That would have been a ratings winner.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to get back into radio, boys.
Oh, get on Big Brother and you get back on.
Yeah, well, if those guys burn, you know, if now that they've survived, they're the ones who take the radio jobs.
They do. So, Fitzy.
Next season, anyway, the Big Brother house is going to be renovated by the block. So there's always a new TV alternative for you.
Keep everyone employed.
A bit of politics to finish. Obviously, Jacinda Ardern won the New Zealand
election. Oh, landslide, yeah.
Killed it.
But, I mean, everyone's so impressed. You guys like her. Everyone seems to, you know, everyone loves Jacinda. But I don't get impressed. Like, you're the Prime Minister of New Zealand. Who gives a rat's? Do you know what I mean?
Mel the button pusher does here because she's from New Zealand.
Yeah, well, you know, half your GDP is made up of Flight of the Conchords tickets. Like, there's more people would have voted for me as SRC. No one lives there. They all live here.
Oh, we're sending a few criminals
back. Apparently, she won the seat of Bondi, and that got her in.
The real election over the weekend was for Perth Mayor.
Oh, Basil Zemplis.
Oh, I saw that.
Channel 7 commentator. He won.
Basil Zemplis won. I mean, everyone was hoping to get Dennis Cometti, but he didn't want the job, so Basil had to do it instead.
Right.
But the news says that he won by a nose, his nose. So I'm chatting.
Yeah. All right, Gilly. Amos Gill here on Triple M.
Stay, boys.
On, see you, mate. Good on you.
Funny story over the weekend. We read on the news services about the lady whose two-year-old girl did what?
She took photos of her mother while she was getting ready.
Yep.
The mother didn't know that the young daughter was taking these photos, but not only did she take these photos, she went on to send them to about 20 of her friends on her phone. She did it on Snapchat. She sent them off to her enemies in work, and basically everyone saw her bum and other parts of her body in Starkers. And she only started realising after she started getting some messages, e.g., thanks for the nudes.
So it says that she sent it to a fellow agent, a past client, a guy from college, an old co-worker, and on it goes. Yeah, so
she walked into work and her dad said, well, here's the company porn star. And at that point, I think she'd had a guts when she said, okay, I'm done. I quit. I'm out. So everyone had seen the size of her bum and what it looked like and the funny things that kids get up to with technology these days.
So she says here, her name's Emily, and her little daughter, Carson, she said she let her play with the phone while she dried her hair, which you can vouch for this because this is the sort of thing that Sarah's done before with your kids.
Tom's 4 at the moment, but about 2 years ago, what most mums do, they just need a little bit of their own private time. So when they go to have a shower in the morning, they give the kid the phone or they put a TV show on and just to try and amuse themselves. Anyway, Sarah was just having a shower. Tom snuck into the bathroom and started taking photos of Sarah in the shower. must have slipped in and, you know, slipped out and that was it. Sarah got out, got ready. The day went on as normal. Mm. And anyway, from there, that weekend my parents came down and my mum went to the footy with Sarah and some of the kids and they took some good photos and, you know, must have, you know, done some good things at the footy. And anyway, they get home and Sarah goes, you know, we'll show Murray, you know, a couple of the photos, my old man.
Yep.
So they go to put it up on Apple TV and they tap on a photo and on the big screen comes up Sarah in a full frontal shot and no matter what she did, she said no matter what button she pushed on the TV, the Apple TV remote, no matter what she did, she couldn't get this picture off the TV in the lounge room. And my old man just sat there and said, lucky the shower screen's a bit foggy, Sarah. She was horrified.
Let's have a listen to Sarah.
So we got home from the football and I was going to show Murray and Carol some photos of the kids through the Apple TV on the big screen of our TV.
So you're all in the lounge room watching the big telly.
So, yeah, so we're all sitting in the lounge and I got the photos up and Soph and I were trying to flick through my phone and we flicked back and all the photos sort of came up on the screen and she clicked on one and it was a photo of me, like a full frontal photo of me in the shower.
Obviously Starker's in the shower just doing your thing.
Yeah.
Needless to say, my old man put in a booking for the next few weeks. He said, I'll be down next week. I'll be down the week after. Mum, Carol, you got some shopping to do for Christmas. We'll be down the weekend after that. So, bit of fun there.
Josh from our production team, how are you?
Going well. How are you, boys?
Good. Good. What happened to you?
So, I have a bit of a story. So, it was about when I was in probably year 10. I wanted to break up with my ex-girlfriend at the time, and I was trying to, like, get my mate...
Break up with your girlfriend or your ex-girlfriend?
My girlfriend, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And just wanted to ask my mate some advice. So I was planning on messaging him saying, I want to break up with so-and-so. And you know when you're, like, messaging someone and you've got them in your mind, so... I ended up messaging her, so I was like, tried to turn my phone off. I threw it against the wall, and it had sent, because you know how, like, you try to get in there before it, sent through, but... He had well and truly sent. So
we actually do that a little bit, where the person we're thinking or like or talking about or thinking of, for some reason, we actually type their name in, don't we, and send it to them.
Yes, we do.
Brew's done it.
I've done it on emails as well. But now that there's that recall function now, so you can quickly jump on that and it deletes out the inbox.
How does that work?
So you just go. There's an option on Outlook where you hit recall, and then I think before they open it, you can recall, and then you get a notification if they haven't opened it and that has been successfully recalled. So works a treat.
So Outlook, that means emails then.
Emails.
So not text messages.
No, not text messages. Need that though.
Righto. If you can find something that does that,
you're a technology fail, I think. 1-3-3-5-3, give us a buzz. $100 Jack and Jill's restaurant voucher up for grabs.
Hang on. Did the girl reply? Did she get back to you?
Yeah, don't worry about asking for advice. You've just done it.
What happened?
I had to call her. Yeah. So, and then we met up not long afterwards. So.
Any makeup sex?
Roo. Technology fails in the household, Roo.
Let's go to Flinders Park. G'day, Chris.
Morning, gentlemen. How are we?
What's happened to you? Mate.
Oh, it wasn't me. It was a work colleague many years ago. He had a customer send him an email of some products that we sell when he needed a bit of a hand with it. So he's called the branch manager over, and instead of opening his emails, he's opened up his photos, and the first photo that he clicked on just happened to be a nude selfie.
Oh, what? No.
Yeah.
What the hell's he doing that for?
Don't know, but it was pretty funny, and... the guy's name, do you want to know it?
Name or what?
Yeah, his name wasn't Roger, but apparently he had one.
Right. All right, no worries.
All right, let's go to Norlunga Downs. G'day, Paul.
G'day, Roo, Dick.
What's your story, Paul?
Mine's similar to yours, Roo. I sat in the lounge room with my mum and dad and kids and the missus and got the phone up on the screen and flicking through showing mum and dad photos of the kids, and I'd accidentally screenshotted unknowingly some porn.
Up
on the TV comes a porn scene that I didn't realise I had, and...
Yeah, we'll work out the rest of it from there.
Yeah, mum and dad cope with that. Let's go up the river.
Yeah, let's go to Manham. G'day, Breno.
Yeah, how you going?
What's happened to you, Breno?
I went to send the wifey-to-be a bitty sexy pic on a wedding morning.
Oh, no.
And I accidentally sent it to my extremely conservative father-in-law.
Breno.
Did he call the wedding off, did he?
No, it was pretty hard to look him in the eye when he was giving her away.
Are you still married, Breno?
Yeah, still married.
Good on you. Now, you're still living up in Manham?
Yeah.
Well, next time you come down to town, bring your wife in, go to the restaurant, okay? Jack and Jill's, 121 Piri Street. We've got a $100 voucher for you, okay?
Thanks a lot, guys.
Good on you, mate. Well done, Breno. That would be a bit embarrassing, real, on the wedding day.
Shocker.
Not a good start. Tell us about Lachie Neal. How good's this?
Well, Lachie Neal smashed him. He won by 10 votes. He had a great year. To get 31 votes in 17 games is unbelievable. Red hot favourite all year. Got best on four of the first five games, and no one got near him afterwards. He was only pick 68 in the draft, so good lesson for youngsters out there. If you're small, he's only 5 foot nine and a half. But he's been a ball magnet from day one and gone to a better side. Not many players leave South Australia, go to another state, and then not come home after
Fly straight past us and go to another
state. He went to a different state, so he mustn't be that fond of South Australia.
When you go from Perth to Brisbane, you're going as far away as you possibly can.
Yeah, but well done to him and to choose Brisbane and to go up there and play better football and... Yeah, well done to Lockie. Enjoy your Brownlow medal.
And tell you what, his partner got three votes too.
Yeah, she got plenty of airtime, which is a good thing.
Yeah. Kybe Bolite. I remember when I first drove through there as a kid, I thought...
Hadn't even got a pub.
Why would you name a joint called Kibibolite? But apparently it's Kybe Bolite.
Kybe Bolite.
Yeah.
Hasn't even got a shop.
No, it's got nothing there. 107 people live there. And now he's the most famous resident. So he's put them on the map.
Well done, Lockie. Congratulations.
Yep. Ruined It's here on Triple M. Peter Ford not far away with the world of entertainment.
Triple M. Ruined It's top three things you need to know.
Ah, making news. Ru, we talk about AC/DC a lot on this station. And as you know, they've announced the new album that's coming out. And we talked a lot about it last week. We're playing their new song. Bit of sad news. And real music lovers, the real music buffs that listen to Triple M would know this. But their original guitarist has just died. His name's Paul Matters. Died at the age of 64. And you might say, well, who was he? What did he play on? So High Voltage, which is one of their most famous songs and great albums. So he played on that album, and he was from that era. Funnily enough, he was sacked by Bon Scott, sacked out of the band.
Sacked by Bon Scott?
And I thought, how could you get sacked by Bon Scott? Did you not drink enough or were you not, did you not party hard enough?
Couldn't handle the pace.
Yeah. So anyway, there you go. So AC/DC have lost one of their original guitarists.
Great news for R.M. Williams. It's been bought by Twiggy Forrest, the mining magnate from WA. And I like Twiggy's style. He seems to be a man who throws his money around at the right time to the right causes and did it with the bushfires earlier on, chucked a heap of money. Now, it's easy to do that when you're, you know, second richest bloke in Australia, but he not everyone does it.
No, that's right. And walked into the Oak Bank pub and shouted the bar while he was here.
Did he?
Yes. Well, unannounced. Didn't want any publicity around. Just walked in and said, there you go. My name's Andrew. Anyone want a beer? And did it really quietly and, shouted the place. So that was
good. How do you shout the bar quietly?
Don't know. Don't know.
But anyway, he did it. But he's bought R.M. Williams for a shade under a couple of hundred million. And I think he'll do the right thing by the company. And I think he'll make it bigger and better than it's ever been.
Yeah, you'd think
Throw the money at it. Make it in Australia and a great South Australian company. So that's good news as well. Rego stickers could be making a comeback, Dits.
Do we need them?
I think we do.
We got rid of them, obviously, for a reason.
We got rid of them for technology and trying to improve the process. But so many people are getting fines and getting losing their licence as a result of not having their car registered. So we'll be back getting the razor blade out and scraping the sticker off the window again like the good old days.
Yeah.
What was the actual best formula for getting that off? Did you ever have one or did you just scratch the
razor
windscreen?
Blade. Yeah.
Yeah,
so, the old Gillette razor blade.
Yeah, that could be coming back. And Donald Trump, as we know, has always got something to say, and this is just another one of his beauties.
Somebody said to me the other day, you're the most famous person in the world by far. I said, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. They said, yes, you are. I said, no. They said, who's more famous? I said, Jesus Christ.
But Jesus it was touch and Christ. Go. It's touch and go.
Yes,
he's more famous.
Yes, he is. They reckon he's not in a great position with the polls. Could lose him. Could Joey Biden could get up. But
really?
The Trump tragic still
He's also said if Joe Biden gets up, he's leaving America. He said, I'll lose to the worst candidate there's ever been, he said.
The opposite of Bruce Springsteen saying if Trump gets up, he's moving to Australia. That came out on Friday.
Where would Trumpy go and live? By his own island, I suppose.
With Kim Jong-un, what's his name?
Yeah, they could go and live together. All right, that's what's making news. Ruined It's here on Triple M.
Triple M. On Ruined It's for breakfast. It's time to talk entertainment.
That's entertainment.
With Peter Ford.
Oh, Peter Ford, good morning. The Brownlow medal has come and gone, and it was a very, very different count, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought they did a good job, actually. You know, it's a big thing when you've got an event and suddenly that event is sliced up into various locations, it's going to be different. But I thought Hamish and Jackie, given the circumstances, did a good job at it. I thought maybe some interviews went a bit too long and maybe a bit too many of them. But, you know, by and large, I think people who wanted the fashion element of it, which a lot of people do, I think that was still there. The women all looked pretty amazing. But, all in all, I think given the circumstances, I'd give them a tick.
Yeah, I thought it was a good night. It was a bit sharper. It started a bit earlier. I only caught on when it was round five, and that was about 7 o'clock. So
I was tricked too, yeah. But, I mean, it's never the most exhilarating night of television to watch at home anyway, unless you're, like, really, truly into it. It's better than it used to be. God, it used to be a shocking thing about 10, 15 years ago. You'd see them at the old Southern Cross Hotel in Melbourne and all the crownies, like all these empty crownies on the table. And it was just a really tacky piece of TV. But they've jazzed it up through the years. And I thought last night they did a good job given everything.
What's happened to Hugh Sheridan?
Well, Adelaide's own Hugh Sheridan. So he did this big interview yesterday with the Stella magazine for his coming out. But his coming out was a bit odd because he didn't come out as gay or bi or pan or straight. He came out as a human. And
what?
I know. Right. So we want that DNA check just to be sure.
Yeah.
But he's come out as a human. So what he's saying is, you know, he doesn't want to be labelled as anything. He doesn't believe there's a label that fits him. He says he's been with guys, he's been with girls, but I'm so old, I would have thought that means you're bi, but apparently it doesn't. Yeah. So
what does it mean then?
I'll try anything.
I guess so. He's open to everything going. So good luck to him. Oh, look, the point is, although I found it a rather confusing interview in one sense, if there are other younger people who are also confused who read that and think, oh, that sounds like me. You know, maybe I'm not the only person. So in that sense, it's probably a good thing to put it out there for people to enjoy.
All right. SAS Australia begins on 7 tonight. Have you had a chance to, have you had a sneak viewing of it or anything like that?
No, I haven't actually. I feel like I have. I've seen so many ads for it. You know, it's going to be interesting. And again, that one's 7:30. It's the sort of thing maybe you might have thought might be 8:30, but it is a 7:30 start. So this show is obviously going to appeal to people who want to watch, you know, The Survivor and the I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. But this is dead set serious. You know, every reality show that comes along, they always promote it. Oh, we're taking the celebrities out of their comfort zone. And you think, I don't think you are. But because they're on TV and that's all they want. And yeah, these people are on TV, but they brought out the SAS trainers from England and it is dead set serious. You know, that Roxy Jacenko woman, only lasted a couple of hours and she was out of there.
Okay.
I don't know what she thought she was signing up for, but it is full on. There's no prize at the end of it. I mean, obviously these people get paid money to do it, but there's no prize money attached to it. It's about whether you have got the grit and the guts to be able to pull this off and would be able to qualify for the SAS.
I'm actually looking forward to it. Do you reckon there'll be a winner, Pete?
Yeah, well, the only thing that worries me is there's 17 celebrities and a lot of them are kind of like very dubious celebrities. I mean, I guess the best known of them would be Chappelle Corby. So in that sense, I'm rather keen to see what she's got to say for herself and what, I mean, she must have a lot of grit. If she survived in that prison for that long, you know, she must be a tough person and able to cope with those sort of challenges. So, you know, in that sense, I'm looking forward to seeing her.
All right, and just finally, tell us about Madonna. What's she up to?
Well, she's announced she's finished writing the script for her movie of her life that she's going to direct. She's going to direct it. And so she can't blame the director if it turns out to be absolute crap, but they reckon it's going to go for over 3 hours. It sounds very self-indulgent. You know, if you're going to do this sort of thing, you need to bring in an independent director who's willing to say, no, that bit's boring.
Yep.
No one cares about that. Let's drop this bit. But, you know, otherwise it just, who's going to stand up to Madonna and say, no, we're not doing that?
Who's going to play her?
Well, that's the other thing. Yeah, I mean, I don't think she could get away with playing herself at 18 anymore. She might give it a crack, but I don't know if she'd get away with it.
All right, good on you, Pete. Great stuff. And we'll talk again next week to Peter Ford here on Triple M.
Helping Adelaide 50 ways in 50 days.
Get Automasters to test your brakes before someone else does. Call 1300 Automasters.
Today, we are building up to the AFL Grand Final on the weekend, Roo, so we want to help someone out there in the build-up.
Yes, we've got a good one today. So if you've got a bit of a old TV, it's nearly shot, it's not big enough, and you need a little bit of an upgrade.
Yeah.
Well, what we want you to do is send us a photo of your current TV, where it's situated, and maybe you can get yourself in it if you want. And
what's
show
wrong
us
with it?
That you need a new TV. All you have to do is send it to triplem.com.au, and we could get you a new 65-inch TV thanks to our friends at Harvey Norman and Hisense, all right, because they've got great TVs thanks to Harvey Norman and Hisense. You can shop in store or online right now. We've got a new 65-inch TV to whack in your lounge room right now.
I know there are different Harvey Normans around town, but I want to say hello to our old mate, Nick Karasoulis, who always, I can't believe how many things I've been to lately where he has donated stuff on behalf of Harvey Norman. So, Nick, to you and all of your team and all of the others at Harvey Norman, thank you so much. They're very, very generous. But if you need a TV for this weekend to really spruce up your grand final day and get your friends around, thanks to Harvey Norman and Hisense, send us a photo. And we'll decide who's really, really, really the most in need, Roo, of a new TV.
Send it to triplem.com.au. Coming up next, Monday Talkback.